Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Southern Passion Lounge. I am your host, Chef Amadeus, and I'm here in Jacksonville, Florida, sunny Jacksonville, Florida, and I tell you, for all my listeners, they're up in New York and up north and out west, yeah, I'm sitting here in shorts, so, hey, that's why I live in Florida. But I want to have a I want to take this time to let everybody know that it's going to be another great, fun show. We'll talk about a lot of flavors. We'll talk about a lot of local things, events, and whatnot that's going on here in Jacksonville. And before I get started, I want to say, first of all, I have to take my hat off to Alabama. They did their thing. They did their thing. So go Gators, and we'll see you down in the Citrus Bowl. Also, I want to give... as always, I want to give my shout out to a lot of folks. Troy McNair, Downtown Cigar Lounge. Him and DJ Al Pete, they do this thing once a month. It's a smokeless day party. Great time. I was hanging out with those guys last night. Had a really great time. Also want to give a big shout out to Zoll. Nobody knows what Zoll is, but I do. Zoll is a company that makes Life Vests. And when you guys see me out and about, you'll see me wearing my life vest. It's a very important equipment for my sanity and for my health. So want to give a big shout-out for technology and Zoll. The other thing we want to give big shouts out to are Anhill Pro. They've been doing some great things with the Southern Passion Lounge, and we're getting ready to do some more things for the new year. So stand by for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also want to give a big shout-out to Simply Legendary Productions. It's an event company that I'm another one that I work with here in Jacksonville. And we get ready to do a couple of things that's going to take place in the next couple of months. So stand by for that as well. I'm not leaving out my good friend Tanya from Event One. She's working with me on some things as well. So, like I said, it's all about keeping everything local. That's what it's all about, keeping everything local. The next thing we want to talk about before I bring on my guest, because when my guest comes on, it's going to be a fireball. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be a fireball when she comes on. The next thing I want to talk about is, you know, I'm on this big health kick right now. So when you go get your blood pressure checked, I posted this on Facebook. When you go get your blood pressure checked, I would highly recommend that you go to your local fire station. And the reason I say that is what is going on with my heart right now, it was caught by a firefighter up in Washington State. I was in Issaquah, Washington, and just doing my regular checkups that I always do. And he told me I need to go have my heart checked out. So go get your heart checked out from a fire station. I do not recommend you go to the Walgreens or Publix or anything like that because they won't catch certain things. So with that being said, always get your blood pressure checked. So now let's get this fireball started because we have a lot to talk about, everything from what Conscious Eats stands for, who and what Florence is, who she is. We're going to be talking about GastroFest 2016. It's coming up March 19th. So we're going to be talking about all that. So with that being said, let's bring on our guest. Everybody knows her from Conscious Eats, so let's bring her on. Hi, Florence. How you doing?
Hey, Amadeus. How you doing this morning? Yay.
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Just trying to enjoy this sunshine, you know.
Oh, yeah,
Florida,
absolutely.
So you got to enjoy it. So let's just jump right into who you are, what you do, and the flavors that you possess.
Okay. Well, I'll give you the quick one, too, on who I am and why I do what I do. I'm the executive director of Character Counts. It's a national organization that teaches character and ethics. A couple of years ago, we were asked to do some work with men and women coming out of incarceration, and we're having the conversations of what's it mean to be a person of character and of ethics. And I was listening, and I kept hearing, well, I have nowhere to be that person. And I kept hearing about amazing experiences with food that I would bring them. And, you know, I'm a business coach and life coach, and I ran a big global Citibank team. And really, at the end of the day, I want to help people enjoy their lives and be good. So I kept bringing food around them. And as we had conversations around the table, I got to really experience these men and women who had found redemption and really just wanted to move forward. And so I went all around the country and learned all about other two work initiatives, and food kept coming back around the table. So we decided to launch a company called Conscious Eats, and literally we begged the company open. I've been cooking my entire life and have found my greatest moments of happiness around the table. And so as we created Conscious Eats, what it really evoked was every morsel of food that comes in our mouth, we have a choice to interact with. And so as we created Conscious Eats, we started out doing the catering thing and enjoyed all kinds of experiences and cooked all over the place. And as we did that, we really realized that the potential of helping people slow down and actually taste their food, not gobble it down, and really eat consciously, you know, the choices that we make every day to put food in our body, it's pretty much our belief is it's the most sacred thing that you do every day. And so as we continue to move through, so that was 2.5 years ago when we launched the business. We catered, we were selected to cook for TED Talks right there in the beginning of it, which was a total honor. We did One Spark, just all kinds of people getting turned on to the food that we do. And then we opened a shop at the Jacksonville Farmers Market that's really beginning to flourish, that we have your products there too, which is a fun thing. Hey, and by the way, I sold a bunch of boil bags this weekend. A whole bunch
awesome,
of people are doing
awesome.
Some shrimp boils this weekend. Oh, that's exciting.
I guess I got to come back down there and do some cooking then. So,
Yep,
I guess you come back down there. Okay.
And so when we talk about the flavors of Conscious Eats, really what we work on is getting someone to slow down so they can actually taste the flavors. What we've been playing around with these days, and, you know, like you talked about being Florida and being local, we are in the land of citrus in this moment. We made this amazing lemon dill dressing this weekend, and all from local products, and, you know, people drop off food to us all the time. We're a nonprofit, and so I take donations of food any old day. You got extra food, we'll take. But we got a big donation of Meyer lemons from someone's tree. So we got busy zesting and squeezing and doing all kinds of things. So the lemon and orange thing and grapefruits. We have a pink grapefruit salad dressing that is amazing. So, and it's as we talk about the slowing down of the food, yesterday, you know, so someone was in and I had them tasting our lemon zest sea salt. It's one of our big popular products. And she looked at me, she's like, this tastes like, and she couldn't even find a word for it. That made me so happy. Like,
you
just
know,
enjoying
it. I have to agree with you. That's one of the things when I'm telling, when I create dishes, I always tell people, I said, when you can't describe it because you never had it before, never processed it ever across your lips. You're like, what? Because when I create dishes, I'm creating flavors for that particular dish. So you can't say, well, that tastes good, but I had a better one down the road. When you create your salad dressings and all these things you create, no one can say, they can either say they like it or they don't like it, because there's no one to compare it to. So they can't say, oh, I had that down at the restaurant I had last night. No, you didn't, because we just came over here last week, and we probably put it in the bottle this week. So I like that when people come by your booth down at the farmer's market, they're like, oh, I had that before. You're like, no, try it. When they try it, like, oh, yeah, can I get one of those? So I
like
about what you're doing. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It is solely amazing.
Sometimes I wish I had a camera, because we'll get the flavors in their mouth and they just, like, their whole face lights up and they're like,
Yeah.
You know, and their eyes go up, and they're just, oh. And I'm just standing there. I'm like, yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah. And
you know,
I call that a tongue-gasm. See, I call that a tongue-gasm. But when you like, you can't even describe what just happened. You're like, you know, it's those flavors that you, and that makes you want to go out and create more.
Yeah.
For that same reaction, that's your high. Like, I need that drug to go and create something new. What's new on the farm that we can bring in and just create some fun things? That is amazingly awesome. So let me ask you this. When people are coming to your, when people come by your booth to try something or anything like that, is there any particular thought process you have to get them to go completely off grid for them?
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting because the farmer's market is such a crossroads. I love being at the farmer's market. I mean, I meet so many people of every race, from every demographic, and that's the thing that's so exciting to me as a chef and as a marketer, to be honest. You know, so someone walks into the booth, they're looking around, and, you know, I try to slow down just to watch and notice what they're doing and how they're doing it, and being in that amazing place of, like, what's their exploration. There's a lovely woman who came meandering into the booth yesterday. People at the farmer's market, you know, they're meandering, they're looking for fruits and vegetables. We've brought something pretty new to the market. You know, the whole gourmet end of things is fairly new. We've been at the market about a year. Before then, it was like pretty much just fruits and vegetables, which was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And really the growth of the farmer's market has been so fun to watch. You know, we moved in just over a year ago. We now have the 3 stalls. And, you know, so there, people, like, will come to our booth and be like, oh, I sort of never saw this before, like, or the last time I was here a year ago, like, this wasn't here. But anyway, so this woman comes in, and she's looking around. It was, you know, Sunday afternoon, and she goes right over to, we have a fermented dill these days that's off the chain. And she looks at, she's like, fermented dill? I love dill. And she just, you know, went right to it. And so that's, Amadeus is like, what I try to focus on is, like, being with that woman. What is she interested in? I watch their eyes. I just notice what they're reading about, or, you know, just give them a second to just come in there. The space is so chock full of, like, so many things to look at. And then I get to play with her. Turns out she's this lovely Polish woman, all about the dill, all about pickles. I learned all about pierogies from her yesterday. I'm Lithuanian. Like, one of my heritages is the Baltic. And we ended up having, like, this amazing conversation around what to do with dill. Oh, my gosh. And she said, have you ever done this? Have you ever done that? I got to learn from her. She got to learn. She's like, fermented dill? I'd have never thought of that. I'm like, well, it's sort of like pickles, but just the whole dill component of it. Now we can use it in, we've been roasting, we've been doing, we do tons of roasted vegetables at this time of year, all kinds of stuff. And so we've been using this fermented dill product to bring a new life to it. To me was the funness. And she said, well, huh. And she's looking at me and she's tasting it and she's rolling the dill around in her mouth. And she said, you know, this would be drizzled. We need to drizzle this with some sour cream. Like,
oh, wow.
Okay. Like, okay. You know, and I got home, and I didn't have any plain sour cream in the shop yesterday. I got home last night, and we had sour cream and the dill ferment on. We had some roast chicken last night. Yes. I was like, oh, my God. I can't wait to do this. That, for me, is what goes on at the shop at the farmer's market. People bring me stuff. We have this awesome couple from New York who regularly brings me. He's a traveler, and he sells for a construction company. Anyway, he travels all over the place. And bring it. Yeah, I got this for you. I got this for you. And that in the zone of what is local versus like the international experience and everything else of all the traveling. Yesterday, for instance, we got this awesome broccoli, local from 20 minutes away, broccoli. I mean, it was harvested yesterday morning, big fat broccoli leaves. I mean, this stuff is amazing. And last night, got home, like, okay, you know, had bought 4 heads from him, thinking, all right, got home, I looked at it, had it on the counter, okay, what am I doing in the kitchen with that tomorrow? What am I doing with that in the kitchen? So there's broccoli, like, there's this broccoli leaf thing that will get into a slaw. Oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. How lucky is that? And I have these gorgeous florets. So that'll be on the menu. On Thursday, we're doing a big event at the farmer's market with the it's a team party for Beaver Street Fisheries. And so we'll go out and we'll make something. We'll make everything from the local, you know, what I bought at the farmer's market this week is what I'm so passionate about. And so thank you for helping me feel so passionate this morning. I love that farmer's market. And I'm so happy that we're a part of it blossoming.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, I've been going to that particular market because I'm born and raised here. So I remember going there as a kid and picking up, you know, fresh produce and everything like that. So let everybody know how they can reach Conscious Eats through social media and email and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So we're consciousmarket.org, and that's our website for all kinds of adventures. We're in the process of we just relaunched it and refining a bunch of stuff. So it's a little bit kludgy, but it's live and kicking. And then we're on Facebook with Conscious Eats on Facebook. And we're the market zone of things is trying to find us is, you know, we're growing like crazy. We are in the process of opening a restaurant down by the stadium, which is totally exciting business. So, you know, keeping track of us on Facebook through either Conscious Market or Conscious Eats is really the name of the game. We have a big fundraiser going on January 1st in the afternoon. It's a tasting event. It's a curated tasting event. We've got a local beers going on and wine and just all kind of fun stuff. So that'll be on the website for that. We'll launch actually tomorrow morning, fingers crossed and everything, just nailing down the details. And that will be the soft opening of our restaurant that will open January 30th, we're thinking. It's over by the stadium. I'm partnering with Celeb's Kitchen on 8th Philip Randolph Boulevard. That has been a great place, and Nikki Brunson has been sort of holding down the fort on that and evolving and growing that, and she and I are partnering to bring that space back to life. So it'll be half Celeb's Kitchen and half Conscious Market, and so a little bit of Southern Yum and a little bit of healthy life. There's our balance, right?
Wow, that's a nice spot over there to finish right down from the stadium. They have a nice backyard and the patio over there, and that's going to be a rather nice to do that. So, I want all my listeners to continue to follow Conscious Eats, attend their events. Like I said, the flavors that Conscious Eats puts out I like them because they're different. And one thing about trying something different, you either like it or you don't. You can't say it's better than or worse than. It is what it is. So that's what I like about people here locally that are creating flavors, that are really creating flavors and not mimicking what another restaurant is doing. It's like, because when I would live in Seattle, everything was what the farmer brought to you is what you cooked.
Yeah,
and so menus change. So down at Pike Place Market, where there are restaurants there, they literally I think there is no reason to have a freezer except for ice cream or desserts, because they can literally go down to the market and pick their seafood, their vegetables, and it's like if it's not in, it's not in. And that's one of the things that with the Southern Passion Lounge focus right now is. Getting and sending people to restaurants that create flavors and not ones that buy flavors. And there's a difference.
Well, you know, It's interesting because as you say that, I had someone over tasting your stuff, the Dos Maria, and mm-hmm. So we were playing with that, and I had some sweet potatoes out, and so I was putting the Dos Maria on the sweet potatoes. Dude, it's awesome. she's like looking at me, and I'm like, and she's just rolling it around in her mouth, and she's like, wow, I would have never done that to sweet potatoes. I'm like, I know, right? And that's the thing, that element of surprise, like those combination of, yeah, we love our sweet potatoes, they're so healthy for us and all the things that do. And then we start creating these flavors and getting people's tongues saying, huh, man,
right?
How fun
and
is that?
I've,
and their brains start going
with,
like crazy.
Like with the Dos Maria, what I do with the Dos Maria is I do a smoked pecan peaches, and I dehydrate mm-hmm. it, make it into a powder, add it with the Dos Maria, and I mm-hmm. turn it into, and I get peaches, and I'll make a peach compote and make little mini peach turnovers with that.
Oh, yeah.
And people are like,
yep.
Where are these flavors coming from? But that's what I do. I literally sit here all day long and come up with flavors. When people ask me, I'm doing a dinner tomorrow night where I'm doing a chowder, and I smoke the corn. I have the
Ooh,
I'm making
yeah.
my smoked corn broth out of that, and I'm serving it with a mini crab salad, just floats
Ooh, yeah.
right on top of it. And like I say, it's just those flavors that I do. And so when people ask me what restaurants would I send them to, every restaurant I send people to, it's because they create flavors. They don't buy flavors. Like the one guy in Jacksonville that I just amazes me, while he's not more talked about than anything, is 13 Gypsies.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because I had dinner at his place, and the only thing he didn't make was the water. Everything he had, he made the cream cheese, he made the charcuterie, he made the bread, I mean, everything. And it's just like, oh, my God. It's just, and here's the thing I tell people to do. When you go to a restaurant like that, do not order off the menu. Tell the chef to send you something
yep.
now. Because what I
yep.
did was I said, listen, send me something out. I'm allergic to shellfish, but send me anything out. So, boom, it came out. Had an amazing time. When the bill came, I had no problem paying it because this chef created it. He worked. He worked and created something for the guests. He didn't just slap this out of a can or add water to this.
Exactly.
Like that. It worked for it, and that's what I like about it. Speaking of him, Chef Howard, let's get into GastroFest real quick.
GastroFest. So I'm so excited and honored. We're sponsoring the Cook Stage again this year. And
awesome.
So we'll be curating what's going on the stage all day long. So we're going to sort of pop back and forth between demonstrations and discussions. So last year, in between each of the chefs coming on and off, we had like a little bit of dead time. I'm thinking, forget the dead time. So I'll be up on stage pretty much hosting the whole stage the whole day. And as chefs come on and off, as the next chef is getting ready and we're getting them prepped, we'll be hosting some discussion. So the goal is to sort of pop back and forth between technique and ideas of seeing a recipe come into life, and then other conversations in the little in-between stages of, so what the hell is organic? What is a plant-based protein? And so getting into other conversations of what makes local, what is, all of those kind of smaller conversations that will long-term ignite discussions across our city of helping people make some decisions of where they invest their money, where they invest their time. This morning, getting ready for the show, I kept thinking to myself, what is my perspective on food? What's the most important thing I want to say? And I've been working on that in terms of curating the GastroFest stage. And I guess it's really about helping people to say, investing time into my food and money into the food, that's what's important. You know, of do I need another pair of black shoes? Absolutely not. Do I need to spend time and the right amount of money on that ingredient because it is organic or it was locally grown, or I'm going to spend 3 hours blanching string beans this afternoon because they're gorgeous and they're local and I know I'm going to have them. So, you know, helping other people take those ideas, you know, you and I and lots of the GastroFest chef people operate at one zone. You know, we're producing, we're creating, and we know how to do the volume thing. Yet a lot of the people that I meet day to day at the farmer's market are just trying to figure out how to eat health for themselves and for their families.
Right.
And how are we helping them have those concepts in their own home? That's what I want GastroFest to be on that stage of helping people say, I can take that idea home.
Well, I think you are putting together a great list of chefs and programs for that. And like I said, we're looking forward to being a part of it, the radio show, myself, the whole nine yards.
Awesome.
And just keep the radio show, my listeners, abreast of it. And as we get closer, we'll bring you back. We'll start bringing some of the chefs that's going to be on stage. We'll bring them on and have them talk about what they're going to be doing. And just to really, because the more people we get to come out to see chefs, once again, that are creating flavors and not buying flavors, the more people understand that you can do these things at home. And I'm really, and every time I do a demo, I'm always, when I get done, there's always somebody to the left or right that want to, hey, let's have a further conversation. So I want to thank you for bringing all that to the forefront and let people know what's going on. So once again, let people know how they can reach out to you if they want anything. And your restaurant.
Sure. Find us
like
at the Jacksonville Farmers Market on Saturdays and Sundays, where we have a booth on the far right. Then starting January 1st, we'll be having time at the market at the new restaurant over by the stadium. In the meantime, Facebook is Conscious Eats, and online is consciousmarket.org.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And I will see you soon down at the restaurant or at the market, and we'll get together. So for all my listeners out there, to continue following the Southern Passion Lounge, make sure you share this link with your followers, your friends. You can follow me on Facebook at Southern Passion Lounge. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Chef Amadeus. If you have any questions, comments about the show, I would love to hear them. So send me an email or hit me on social media. My email is chefamadeus@gmail.com. And join us next week as we're going to really get into the holiday season. We'll be talking about some quick, simple leftover ideas. Because one of the things I'm doing right now is eating healthy through the holidays and not wait till January to start my whole, you know, everybody like, oh, we're going to the gym in January. No, I'm eating healthy through the holidays, and we'll be giving away, we'll be doing some tips on some appetizers, some potlucks. You know, everybody, well, hey, we're having this Christmas party, bring something over. We'll have some very simple things to that you can, you know, take over to these potlucks and have a good time. And we're going to have some my guest next week. It's going to be a very interesting surprise because we're going to talk about, I think next week we're going to talk about some sweets as well for the holidays. I know I eat healthy, and my favorite sweet is actually sorbet, so that's just me. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Southern Passion Lounge. Thank you, for everybody. And we'll see you guys out there in a farm or a market near you. With that being said, as always, have a bumping good time, and I will see you next week, hear from you next week in the Southern Passion Lounge with your host, Chef Amadeus.